Hey guys, Kyle Wheeler here. Welcome to Reflection. So in this clip episode, I've got some clips from a guy named Barnes who I met in Montana. Now, I was connected to Barnes through Dave, who I talked to in the last clip episode. Dave and I were just getting really excited about sharing stories, and I was loving hearing what he had to say about getting back to the basics and just kind of the spiritual aspect of that and the changes and the beauty of learning and growing in life. And I mentioned to him that I was going to be going through Montana, and he got really excited and wanted me to meet some of these friends of his that were going to be setting up camp at this river base where they teach primitive skills, living off the land and getting back to the basics, a lot of these things that Dave had talked about. And he particularly mentioned this guy named Barnes that he wanted me to get in touch with. And so I got in touch with Barnes, and Barnes invited me, after checking with everybody else there, if it was okay, to come and spend the night with them. And I got there, and I met these two guys, Chris and Neil, that were there initially. And, you know, they had this earth lodge there and this yurt and these other sleeping shelters. They had this hut where they did their cooking and just kind of hanging out. And Chris and Neil and I, we just kind of hung out, kicking a soccer ball around and throwing a frisbee. And later on in the evening, Barnes showed up with his friend Kevin. They had been off gathering firewood during the day. And so we went over to the hut area, and we kind of got chatting as they were sitting down for dinner. We all ate with each other, and we're just shooting the breeze around the wood-burning stove. And Barnes started to just kind of tell me about his life growing up in North Carolina and getting into being more of this outdoorsman and being more into doing the basics and things like that. And the thing I want to point out before we jump into the clips is that not everyone's going to agree with the things that Barnes had to say. But what I love about this guy is he's authentic. He's authentic with himself. He's doing what he wants to do. He's humble enough to know that he's learning. And he's authentic with everyone that he's around. Anyways, here's the clips.
For the voice recorder, that was Barnes' burp.
Bears coming out of hibernation. That one was probably about a 6 out of 10, maybe.
there's better coming.
Yeah. Or it could be. Yeah, I was born and raised in North Carolina and traveled around a good bit in Canada and the lower 48. Went to Alaska a few times before I graduated college, and enough to I tasted and smelled enough to know that I'm not living in the South anymore. I made that decision pretty quick.
Hmm.
And I went to college and joined a fraternity and did a bunch of stupid did a lot of streaking and running around naked and showing girls my tallywhacker and all that crazy stuff. Now I'm pretty much polar opposite. I don't, you know, I wouldn't call myself a hermit. Meanwhile, I don't go out of my way to really hang out with people unless they're places like this.
Yeah.
I like to surround myself with people that are like-minded like me. Meanwhile, when I go to cities and towns, I'll start freaking out because I can feel all the negative energy and all the concrete, and it just weirds me out. I don't like it.
Hmm.
But that doesn't mean that I live in the middle of nowhere. As it is, it's just
the edge.
I got a homestead, and it's a comfortable enough, like what Neil's saying. It's a good edge of a great place for me to learn how to be by myself and have a homestead and have my imagination just freaking go crazy. And it's also close enough to where I can go into town and get things when I need to. Meanwhile,
right.
I'm not going into town to get milk. It's kind of a chore to go into town. If I'm going to get as much done in town as I can, because as soon as I am, I'm out. I'm done with town. Get me out of here.
Yeah. Know?
And then when I come to places like this or other gatherings, it's nice because we're all pretty similar minded, and that's, to me, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. And good's not really good. Describes pizza. I was telling you that earlier, but whatever. Get more and more into the primitive quote unquote world and old skills and stuff, and really just honestly just trying to freaking be myself without having a real job and and without being a bum and trying to make it, you
know? Yeah, yeah.
Trying to make it happen. A lot of people don't do what we do anymore, and it's just fun to relearn skills and also just try to get better at skills and doing them our own way and coming together and saying, hey, this works for me. How the hell did you do that? Because that never worked for me.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah,
you
know, I like that, like, where it's non-judgmental. You just figure it out.
Yeah. To me, it's one of my big things is respect. And wherever I go, my conscience goes. And I have yet to figure out how to leave my conscience behind wherever I go, because it just doesn't happen that way. I'm born and raised that way, you know? And,
yeah.
And it's... I remember when I was coming out of college and doing my thing, I was the first person on my mama's side of the family to go to college. I was the first person on my mama's side of the family to leave the county. I was the first person on my mama's side of the family to fucking go and just peace out that wasn't in the military. Everybody was saying, what are you doing? We are so scared for you. I don't care if you're scared of me or not. I'm going to do my own thing, and I ain't coming back home. And you're, at some point in life, you're going to have to realize that.
Yeah, we should.
And it's not going to change. You need to settle down and get a job. No, the hell I don't, because I'm going to do my own thing. You're going to run out of money. And if I do, whatever. I'm learning, you know. Like, you need to settle down and have a family. No, I don't. And it, God, it took my family 8 years to be like, holy shit. You're actually doing what nobody ever really does.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Bartle.
Good to meet you.
This is Bartle.
I'm a
Bartle. You're a Bartle. You're a Bartle. Hey, Bartle.
Welcome to River Camp.
Thank you. You guys have cool bigs going on here.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. And, you feel like your family's kind of come to terms with what you do?
Yeah, and now my family's saying, we run into so many people our age, you know, 50s, 60s, that say, your son is freaking awesome. Because he is actually doing what he wants to do, and because nobody in America is really doing that. Because everybody wants to get a job, and everybody wants to get married, and everybody, and he just said, basically just said, nope, not happening. And he's comfortable by himself, which people these days ain't comfortable by themselves. Civilization makes people domesticated.
Yeah.
To me, what that means is less comfortable with our own thoughts in our head, less comfortable having time to ourselves, because we're so in tune with Facebook and whatever the hell Twitter is and whatever Instagram and whatever, all those stupid things I have no clue about.
That his name is Caveman 4, if you want to check his Instagram.
Whatever, we were raised for like a bazillion years out, you know, in tribes and everything, and that's what happens. And it's, a lot of people have nightmares, and, you know, like, so Discovery Channel thing. Think of how many people are scared to death of spiders and snakes, and I can't even watch them on TV, but they've never experienced it.
Right.
They've never experienced that, because it's all ingrained in them from generations and generations and generations and generations past, that spiders bite and snakes can kill you and grizzly bears can eat your face off. You know, it's all that fear-based, and people never go experience it. But they'll go in town and to get away from it, which totally makes sense. Meanwhile, why do you think people are so excited about national parks and this and the other? Because there's still a wild side of somebody everywhere. People lose their imagination when they are tuned in to everything possible in the sense of electronic.
Yeah.
Their imagination is gone. That's why I love my homestead. So one of the main reasons why I love my homestead, my imagination has room to play, learn, and grow. And experiment. One of my favorite things is experimentation.
Okay.
Just, God. When you have a 9-to-5, it's so humdrum, and if you fart and work, you're fired. if you try to give some sort of feedback, you're fired. You know, you can't tell your boss to tie his shoes because you'll get fired. You know, there's such a stupid hierarchy that I'm better than you. You're not. Right. You know? And who the hell ever came... I have a master's degree, and I almost got my PhD, and I'm totally going to say this. Who the hell says that the only way to succeed in life is to go to school? That's a low...
That's how
Dale Earnhardt...
Say what?
So that's how I succeeded, Bob.
That's right.
Chris, high school dropout.
He's a high school dropout. Dale Earnhardt, the most famous NASCAR driver, didn't even pass eighth grade. And look how cool he is. Or was.
Hope you guys enjoyed those clips from Barnes. And as always, thank you for listening. If you guys are enjoying what you're hearing here on Reflection Podcast, make sure to leave a review on iTunes. Artist Reflection Podcast. It's helpful for us. If you have other things that you'd like to let us know, you can contact us through our website, reflectionpodcast.com. There is a contact button there. Give me your feedback. Reflection is all about people and connecting to people. So your people, if we're not connecting to you in the right ways, give us ideas and let me know what we can do. Music this episode was by Andy G. Cohen, the song Land Legs. If you want to find more information about Andy G. Cohen and his music, you can find that in the episode notes on SoundCloud. Again, you'll look up Reflection Podcast as the artist. Again, thanks, guys. Till next time.